Some city leaders in San Diego want to eliminate pensions for most new city employees. To do this, they're trying to get a measure on next year's municipal ballot. Such measures require thousands of voters to sign a petition. A labor-backed group is fighting that effort by suggesting that signing the petition could lead to identity theft. Katie Orr reports from member station KPBS in San Diego.
A political ad playing on radio stations across Southern California depicts a scene a lot of people living here are familiar with.
Oh, I just got back from the supermarket and those pushy signature gatherers are back.
In California, it's common to see people in front of popular stores collecting signatures in support of various issues. If enough people sign and those signatures are later deemed valid, the issue can be placed on a ballot for a public vote. This latest ad is trying to get people to think twice about signing.
Oh, honey, please, tell me you didn't sign their petitions.
Well, yes, I did. Is there a problem?
You know, you put yourself at risk to identity theft.
Are you kidding me?
The labor-backed group Californians Against Identity Theft is responsible for the ad. San Diego Councilman Carl DiMaio is one of the biggest supporters of eliminating city pensions. He's filed a complaint with the state attorney general's office asking for an investigation into the ad and other labor activities he says are designed to disrupt the initiative process.
I don't care whose initiative it's targeted at. It's wrong, it's deceptive, and the folks that have put this ad up should be held accountable.
DiMaio also filed a complaint with the state's Fair Political Practices Commission. The complaint has since been dismissed. DiMaio maintains labor unions are afraid his measure will pass if it does make it to the voters.
And so what they're trying to do is scare Californians and San Diegans into not exercising their initiative rights under the Constitution.
The complaint is frivolous, and we feel that it's without merit, and it'll be dismissed.
Roger Salazar is spokesman for Californians Against Identity Theft. He says people who sign petitions should be cautious.
I think we have every right to broadcast our views about the sordid history and the potential future abuses that are inherent in California's signature gathering process.
Salazar points to paid gatherers forging voter signatures and to people's political party affiliations being switched without their knowledge. But still, the process is widely used on both ends of the political spectrum. Vladimir Kogan studies voter trends at the University of California, San Diego. He says the chances of your identity being stolen based on signing a petition are slim. He says a lot of the information signers give is already public record.
So, for example, on my computer, I have a data set of all voters in San Bernardino County. I not only have their addresses and birth dates, I know if they have a cat or a dog, I know what language they speak at home, I know how many kids they have. I know how old their kids are.
But Kogan says it wouldn't be a bad thing if the ad gets people to think more critically about what they're signing. Still, he says California's initiative process has strayed far from its origins.
If you went back 100 years and you asked the framers of the California Constitution and the framers of the initiative process what they envisioned, they would not envision paid signature collectors sitting outside of Walmart.
And in its modern form, Kogan says getting something on the ballot is now largely an issue of which side has the money to either gather enough signatures or to make sure a measure never makes it to voters. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.